Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 17th of November 2016, and this is the 478th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting on a white wicker chair that I found at a garage sale last year, or maybe it was even the year before. And it was Boo's favourite seat. He'd often come out here, and if it got too hot in the garden, he would retreat into the back of my shed where there's a big opening, and so you can still see the garden and enjoy the sun without being in it. Today is going to be very hot, but at the moment there's just a light cool breeze, and it's in the shade. It's still very lovely, and I just want to make the most of it before I retreat and put ice cubes on my ankles and do all that sort of thing. For the first time in quite a while, I feel really relaxed today. I think I've at last had enough sleep, and I think the tensions have begun to ebb away, so I can just feel pleasure in my new status and knowing that all is well up in the north, and the baby's growing and my daughter's feeling better, and I also have this feeling now that I actually have family in Tasmania. I've always felt very much that my family was in Europe, and my daughter and I were here, but not that I actually had family here as well as in Europe, and that's rather a nice grounding feeling. Sitting here with the birds singing, and I'm overlooking my incredibly overgrown vegetable patch, my silver beet, or I think it's called chard in some countries, has gone to seed that I would say they've shot up to about, I don't know, about my height, which isn't very tall, but it's pretty tall for a silver beet plant. And the oak tree that I planted in 2003 as an acorn has really shot out. Its branches are much, much wider now, and I don't think it will be that long before it'll provide a really lovely shady space to sit under. So it's great looking at that and the buttercups that I saved a few years ago when they devastated part of my favourite walk. I mean, not the buttercups didn't devastate the walk, but the people who cut down all the willows devastated it and trampled all the buttercups. So they're coming along very, very nicely. I'm really enjoying not writing, not putting any pressure on myself at the moment. I'm not thinking very much at all. I'm not thinking. And I'll just let this kind of unfold. I mentioned a few weeks ago that one of our writing group has just completed the first draft of a novel. So I've got that here to read. So I shall be doing that this week. I shall be reading her novel and commenting on that. And apart from that, I'm just going to potter, and I'm going to do quite a lot of Qigong. I went to an extra class yesterday, and that was a really good thing to do. It just is very, very very good at bringing us into ourselves, and especially in spring when everything is so completely crazy here, and the other things that have been going on. It was a very, very lovely thing to do. So that's me. This is me enjoying myself and being... I was going to say irresponsible, but that isn't right. I'm being responsible for myself. And this is the way it is, and it's very, very nourishing. I do hope that whatever you're doing at the moment, whether you're resting, nourishing yourself, or working on a project, that you can step back enough to know what's really the best thing to be doing at any given moment. And that you do, on your life's journey, as someone wrote, have time to eat the flowers. Actually, I think it was the Larsen cartoon, rather than... I was going to say rather than a wise philosopher, but perhaps he was quite a wise philosopher. Thank you very, very much for listening today. And I think I'm going to send a photograph of some buttercups with this, and I shall go and take the photograph now. So thank you very, very much for listening. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.